We pray. Heavenly Father, God of all glory and grace, as you led your people Israel out of Egypt into the promised land, with your mighty right hand protecting and providing for all they needed, so, dear Lord, lead us through this wilderness into the promised land of our heavenly home. Guard us, guide us, protect us, and fill us to overflowing with your life-giving spirit, that in all ways and every day we might give you the glory, now and forever. Amen. In Old Testament times, God required the Israelite men to all be in Jerusalem for the Passover celebration, and then again 7 weeks later for Pentecost. This would mean that all the Israelite men were there in Jerusalem when Jesus was executed. And then again also for this most miraculous Pentecost celebration. If we had been in Jerusalem for those 50 days, what sort of conversations might we have heard bouncing off the walls and swirling from neighbor to neighbor in those days and at that time? These are strange days. Jesus raised the dead. He drove out demons. He spoke of the coming kingdom of Israel. We were so certain he would be the Messiah. But then, in order to stop all this talk about Messiah, our leaders hammered him to a Roman cross to hang by the spikes until dead. The Pharisees were thrilled. They thought they would never hear of Jesus ever again. But then people started to whisper. Then the whispers grew and spread. He's alive. He's risen. People told us that over 500 people saw him alive in the flesh after he was already dead. And now 10 days ago, we heard his disciples say that he just floated back up as to his throne in heaven. These are strange days. By this celebration of Pentecost, Jesus no longer could be seen. What does that mean? Would anyone hear of Jesus ever again? Or was all this now done and over and gone? Well, the Father didn't send his Son to this world and punish him for the sins of all people just to have Jesus end up becoming a forgotten footnote on a page in history. No. Now came the next part of God's master plan for his people. The disciples were gathered together for this celebration of Pentecost, and the Holy Spirit made his grand entrance. Oh, there's a sound of a violent wind roaring through the room, and tongues of fire that flickered over their heads. Wind and fire were symbols of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit came upon them in power and filled them with knowledge and light and a song of praise straight from God himself. They were filled to overflowing, and they got up and left that room and spilled out over into the streets and paraded to the temple. But as they walked, they sung and shouted the praises of God. In their own amazement, they were able to shout God's praises in every language on the face of the world. The Holy Spirit knows how to attract a crowd. Nothing is impossible for him. And with everyone gathered around, the Holy Spirit gave Peter wisdom to declare what this miracle means. On my servant, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. These are the last days. Wouldn't it be wonderful for us to have another Pentecostal outpouring of the Holy Spirit today? In these days of bitterness and hatred and despair and evil, it may seem like the Christian church is dying, that Jesus is being forgotten, that the gospel is being silenced. Do we find ourselves whispering on our bed at night, Holy Spirit, do something. Do something supernatural. Well, let's be bolder. Holy Spirit, pour out your spirit on each of us today. If we had been standing around in that crowd on Pentecost, we might have heard more criticism than just, they're drunk. We might have heard, isn't that Peter? Didn't he just 3 times deny that he was a disciple of Jesus? And these other disciples, aren't they just common peasants from Galilee? They're nothing special. Weren't they a bunch of cowards when Jesus was actually crucified? Didn't they go into hiding? Now look at them talking so boldly. What gives? How is it that there's such a change in them and they're singing a different tune today? What changed them? The Holy Spirit was poured out on them. Once frightened and ashamed and intimidated, Peter now stood up and addressed a crowd of thousands. He sounded like a different person. We often are intimidated, aren't we? About what people will think about us? Or afraid of being rejected by our friends or family? We find ourselves weak-kneed and soft-spoken when we have an opportunity to share our faith. Why, it might be our friends or family that remembers our sins of cursing and swearing and lusting and lying and our anger and all those things that bring such shame down upon us. It would be hard for us to bear the disrespect of those with whom we live and work and want to share our lives with. We could lose a lot if we started to sound like Peter. Oh, Holy Spirit, transform each and every one of us just as you transformed Peter, so that we share your good news confidently, comfortably, and lovingly. It is only because of the Holy Spirit dwelling in us that we are able to speak the good news so confidently. We are absolutely certain that we are sinners. We haven't just made mistakes. We have broken God's law and deserve his eternal punishment, no doubt about it. We know we need a Savior. We cannot do it ourselves. There is only one Savior, the one who's given his life over so that we might have eternal life. And his blood, Jesus paid for our sins and rose in victory. In Jesus, all people are forgiven. Whoever believes in him has a home waiting for him in heaven. Of this, the Holy Spirit has made us absolutely certain. It is only the Holy Spirit that can make us comfortable. in sharing the gospel of Jesus. We can talk about our sins and what we know from the Bible, what our Savior means to us. We don't need to attack anyone or put ourselves up on some sort of pedestal. We can simply speak of the great gift that God has given us. The Holy Spirit can make our words as comfortable as speaking about our dearest friend, because ultimately Jesus is our dearest friend. It is only the Holy Spirit that can empower us to share God's word lovingly. Many Christians have no problem voicing their opinions about wearing or not wearing masks these days, often with rancor and bitterness. Those hot and angry words are from Satan, who want to distract us from the loving sharing of God's message of forgiveness. It's Satan who wants to turn things upside down and get us to scream and shout about things that matter not a whit, and whisper or say nothing at all about the most important things of life. But the Holy Spirit quiets our temper and fills us with His peace and overflows our hearts with His love for others. Love doesn't care what we might lose. Love's only concern is what our friends and families and co-workers and neighbors might gain if only they knew that Jesus is their Savior also. Over 3,000 souls came to faith on this day that we call Pentecost. Wow. I submit to you that the greatest miracle that day was not the wind or the tongues of fire or the supernatural ability to speak in foreign languages. No, the true miracle of the day was how the Holy Spirit used that proclamation of Jesus, the atoning sacrifice, to bring so many to faith. The Holy Spirit created faith when Peter proclaimed, "Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Eternal life was born in their hearts. Knowledge, light, and a song of praise filled their hearts from the very throne room of God. It was Ezekiel's vision, come to life. The dead bones of unbelief came alive and because of the word prophesied over them. Oh, Holy Spirit, pour out your spirit on each of us today so that dry bones may come alive. Call on the name of the Lord and be saved. Have you ever seen an unbeliever come to faith before your very eyes, all because of the simple message that you shared with them? It is breathtaking to watch the Holy Spirit work and work through your own words. It is awesome to see how the Holy Spirit actually allows us to be agents of this miracle. God would have all people to come to faith and to be saved. Faith comes only from hearing the message. If we don't share the message, then who will? But how will we ever have the courage to seize the opportunity? The words we need at that very moment in time, and the love for the other person's soul. If the Holy Spirit doesn't empower us from on high, we won't. But He will empower us. For God would have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Holy Spirit, pour out your spirit on each of us today. All around us, there are souls without faith on the road to hell. And so we pray with full confidence that Jesus' salvation is accomplished, with full confidence that the Holy Spirit has the ability to use us right where He has planted us. And so we pray, Holy Spirit. We do not pray for the sound of wind or for the tongues of fire, but we do beg, Holy Spirit, pour out your Spirit on each of us today. Amen.